kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Nag-aalala ang public health experts tungkol sa paniniwala ng mga kabataang nasa reproductive age na aktibo sa social media. Sa isa pong bagong pag-aaral, sinuri ng mga mananaliksik mula sa La Trobe University ang pagkalat ng maling impormasyon tungkol sa contraceptives sa TikTok. Narito ang mga detalye.
I got the Kylina coil, like the, it's teeny tiny and it's so cute. And I was like, just put it in me, like honestly at this point, anything to stop me from being this cray cray girl. They were like, okay, like we'll sort it out for you. Went to the clinic, got it done. Amazing. You don't even notice it's there. The insertion was perfect. No pain. I've seen so many people being like, it was the worst thing, don't get it. It changes your life. It changed my life.
May mga sang-ayon.
What I wish I knew before getting off of hormonal birth control 10 years ago. In case you don't know, my name is Evelyn and I'm a holistic wellness coach helping conscious women reclaim their bodies and take back control of their hormone health and fertility. So let's get into it. The first thing I wish I knew was that all of the problems that I had prior to going on birth control, like the hormonal acne and really painful periods, were all going to come back and probably 10 times worse than before.
At may mga hindi pabor. Mainit ang usapan tungkol sa birth control sa TikTok.
I'm an OBGYN, and I'm going to tell you the worst form of birth control. Get ready to take notes, because you can't miss this. The number one worst form of birth control is the one that doesn't work for you. So while an IUD may be highly effective, if you don't want it or you don't like it, that's not good for you. Birth control pills work really well if you take them perfectly, but if you can't remember how to take a pill every day, that's not going to work for you. The best form of birth control is the one that you want, that works for your lifestyle, and that you can access.
Iyan si Dr. Jennifer Lincoln mula sa Portland, Oregon sa isang TikTok video noong 2023. Ayon sa pananaliksik na inilabas noong 30 ng Hunyo taong 2025, sinuri ng La Trobe University ang 100 TikTok videos mula Agosto hanggang Setyembre 2023. Gumamit sila ng hashtags tulad ng hashtag birth control, hashtag contraception, hashtag the pill, hashtag natural birth control at hashtag cycle tracking. Aminado ang mga researcher na may mga limitasyon ng pag-aaral, gaya ng maliit na sample size, posibleng bias sa pagpili ng videos at puro English lamang ang mga content. Pero kahit ganoon, halos 5 bilyong views at 14.6 million likes ang nakuha ng mga video na ito sa panahong iyon. Ayon sa pag-aaral na lumabas sa Journal ng Perspectives on Social and Reproductive Health, 10% lamang ng mga video ang gawa ng totoong medical professionals. Natuklasan din ng mga researcher na 53% ng content creators sa TikTok ay laban sa hormonal birth control at 34% ang walang tiwala sa mga health professional. Si Megan Budgen, co-author ng report at lecturer sa public health, ay nagsabing karamihan sa advice sa TikTok ay base lang sa personal na karanasan at paniniwala, hindi sa medical advice o iba't ibang ebidensya.
So there's a real opportunity for public health practitioners to join these platforms and disseminate accurate, reliable, non-judgmental content that's easily accessible to a huge range of individuals. You know, we really need to be doing more. We need to be partnering with trusted online voices that have this huge reach with young people and ensure that they're getting access to non-biased information that is informing their contraceptive beliefs and therefore their decision-making.
Dagdag pa niya, mas maraming likes at followers ang mga video ng health professionals sa average. Pero dahil sa TikTok algorithm, mas pinapalaganap ang videos ng influencers kaysa sa mga eksperto. Sabi ni Budgen, karamihan sa influencers ay nagpapromote ng natural birth control methods, gaya ng fertility awareness.
A good example of why these videos are unreliable or what makes them ineffective on their own can be seen in some of the trends that we saw around a growing desire for a hormonal-free form of contraception.
Pero hindi nila binabanggit ang mga limitasyon ng mga pamamaraang ito, gaya ng kailangan ng disiplina. suporta ng partner at iba't ibang kondisyon ng katawan. Babala ni Budgen, nakakaalarma ito dahil maaaring malito ang mga kabataan at maniwalang sobrang epektibo ang natural methods nang hindi na ipapaliwanag ang panganib ng hindi inaasahang pagbubuntis o STI o sexually transmitted infections. Anya, binabago na ng social media ang ugnayan ng mga pasyente sa mga healthcare professionals.
It's really important that, you know, young people understand that a lot of the information online can be misleading or incomplete or biased. And so I would always encourage individuals to think about where the information is coming from. Always ask, you know, what could be informing that person's opinion? You know, has the uploader included any additional resources where you can go and find extra information or any evidence that supports the claims that they're making?
Sinabi rin sa pag-aaral na ang TikTok ay pwedeng gamitin bilang platform para magbigay ng tamang impormasyon tungkol sa contraceptive para sa lahat, anuman ang estado sa buhay. Sabi ni Budgen, mahalaga ang papel ng women's at public health organizations sa pagkontra sa maling impormasyon sa TikTok. Pero paalala niya, maghanap ng tamang source ng contraceptive advice at huwag basta maniwala sa nagsasabing doktor sila o naka-lab coat lamang.
Always ask your medical practitioner as well, you know, go in and have a discussion around, you know, some of the ideas you've seen online and ask, you know, how credible they are and how reliable they are and ask them for evidence. You know, you can always ask your GP for, you know, the clinical guidelines relating to any sort of medical recommendation that they're suggesting.
Tumangging magbigay ng pahayag ang TikTok sa SBS News. Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Haylina Krishnamurthy para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.